Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf. 23 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Time to check up on what's going on in downtown Houghton, brought to you by the City of Houghton. Susie Landers is here.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, thank you. And you?
I'm doing just great. And Mike Irish is here. Hi, Mike.
Good morning. Good morning, Todd.
Good to have you back in the studio.
Thanks,
you're
man.
Here because you're playing tonight.
That's right. Uncle Pete's All-Star Barbecue Blues Band. We're going to open the downtown series, and we're really excited about that. Should be really fun.
7 o'clock this year, right?
That's right. I know everyone's saying, I thought it was 6:30, but this year we're going to start at 7, and I think that's going to be a little better for us because it gets people an opportunity to get home, gather up their lawn chairs or coolers, whatever they need, and get in the car and get downtown.
And you do want to bring the comfy chair.
You do. You definitely do. I mean, even though we have the little ledge that you can sit on, I don't always recommend that. You know what I mean? Because it's not the safest.
Well, yeah,
I mean,
you might fall over backward. You'll be so busy clapping along with the blues that you fall over backwards, and then you're going to have to do something like St. James Infirmary or something really sad.
Funeral dirge.
Yes.
I mean, we have a lot of area to sit, but at least if you don't have a chair, bring a blanket or something just to sit on.
Yeah. So for those who are not familiar with Uncle Pete's Barbecue Blues Band, I think there are maybe six of them in the Copper Country who have not heard you over the years. What's it about, Mike?
Well, we're a blues band. We started in 2008, and then 2009 we added a horn section. So we've got Bobby Hilton in as our Uncle Pete, if you will. And so we do a lot of traditional blues, but we do original tunes and also electric Americana.
Yes. Okay, tell me what electric Americana is. Is this Shenandoah done by Jimi Hendrix?
Well, you know, that's what people have said. Well, you're just playing Shenandoah, you know, with electric guitars. But no, it's actually electric music that a lot of people know and everything, like Tequila or any of the Ventures tunes or Dick Dale and the Deltones and Peter Gunn, things like that.
Oh, I love that stuff.
Yeah, it's really good. So we had to come up with a name for it.
Okay. Yeah, I used to do Tequila when I was playing with my trio.
Yeah, there you go.
Tequila's great when done on a trombone. The heck with those wimpy sax players. We got to have some heavy brass.
Some brass
going on there. So who's in the band now?
Well, Bob Hilton is the lead guitar player. I play rhythm guitar, do all the horn arranging. Scott Veenstra is on bass. Mark Lusher on the drums, and we just added Dan Furman on the Hammond B3, and we have a three-piece horn section, three saxophones, Claire Allison on Barry, Paul Karenin on tenor, and Steve Lucas on alto sax.
You need a trombone.
You know, we do. We do. Are you volunteering?
Todd, every time we are doing this, Todd's either trying to slide in with the trombone or the ukulele.
Yeah, because I could come play the ukulele, except I got to be in my own concert tonight. So, gosh, too bad I can't do it.
We need to get you scheduled in early.
Next
Because you are in demand.
Yeah,
that's true.
You are in demand.
I'm in something. We're not sure it's demand. We think it smells worse.
But with that lineup, what a great way for us to kick off our concert series. We are so excited.
Yeah, and this is great. It's hand clapping music. It's dance along to it music.
It's just
a lot of fun. So
it's going to be a good time, and the weather is going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be a beautiful evening, and it's free, by God.
Yes.
Yay!
It doesn't cost a darn thing. It's on the upper level of the parking deck adjacent to the Douglas House.
I want to mention that we are again able to offer it this summer. Thank you, big thank you to Century 21 North Country Agency, who has stepped up to be our major sponsor this year.
We appreciate them doing that very, very
much. And then, we also want to thank, the downtown businesses that have stepped up to also help us with the advertising and getting the word out, because without them, too, we wouldn't be here.
Yeah, lots and lots of fun tonight. Is Bubba going to be there with the chalk for the kids?
Yes, Bubba, I hope you're listening. Get the chalk out. the first time is
we're always
scrambling.
Committed, Bubba.
We're always scrambling that first night. But we'll pull it off.
Show up to the meeting, you get volunteered.
Right.
That's how this all works.
Exactly. Besides the concert series, this week we also have Day on the Water, I guess we're calling it, which is on Saturday.
Yep. Explain what that is.
That is just a whole bunch of things going on down on the waterfront. Everything starts at 9 o'clock. And they're going to have a fishing tournament, bike ride along the shore, canal swim, paddle boarding, a bagpipe concert on the Hancock side at 4 o'clock, tie-dye workshops on the Hancock side also, and a battle of the bands at 8 o'clock Saturday night.
So that's going to be a lot of fun.
And also at 8:30, a sunset paddle board along the Houghton waterfront. So there's going to be a lot of excitement.
We got to use that water more.
We do. We do. And that's our goal. That's in our big plan.
Yep. And it is warming up a little bit now.
It is.
And, you know, with global warming, probably 40 years from now, we'll be able to swim from April to October.
Or a wetsuit, whatever we can, whatever we need to do. So besides that, I mean, we'd like to also welcome the Michigan Tech alumni. That's it's their reunion week.
Absolutely.
And with that always comes sidewalk sales.
Yep.
So that's, you know, it's a great opportunity tonight to stop downtown and see again what's in your downtown, to see what's going on. A lot of new businesses, sidewalk sales, music, a real festive feeling going on.
Yeah, downtown looks great.
Thank you. It does. It's like that whole little downtown community, they are amazing.
I love walking through downtown.
They have been stepping up and everybody's smiling and things are great and feel very welcoming.
Now, Mike and Uncle Pete's Barbecue Blues Band are going to be on the concert performance tonight. Who's coming up?
Next week we'll have The Outlaws. So again, that's another big draw. So we have a great lineup this summer. We're very fortunate that we were able to get everybody in. Also, I want to mention with downtown Houghton, keep in mind that we have the Carnegie Museum, which is a little gem in our community that a lot of people still have not taken the opportunity to take a look at.
Yeah.
And we are going to have Carnegie has a fundraiser going on at the end of the month on August 22nd. It's a summer trolley tour. So basically what that's going to be, I think it starts at 5:30 on the 22nd. You do need tickets. And Bill Rose is going to be the narrator of this tour. And it's called A Geo-History of Houghton.
And he knows more about it than anybody.
He does. So it's a lot of fun, educational, but yet a good fun twist on it, riding in the trolley. How
are
great is that?
Are they doing just one this time?
No,
or are
I think
they doing
it's two.
Yeah,
it's
the,
two,
in the past they've done, I think, 5:30 and 7.
Something like that, yes. You have to go on. Please, you know, take a look at the Carnegie website or call the city for more information on that.
Yeah, and you do want to sign up early because the ones that they've been doing this summer have been very popular and there's limited space.
Definitely. Last week they had a waiting list.
Yeah. Yeah, so by all means, if you want to go on this, and it's going to be fascinating, call the Carnegie Museum. And actually, I think you need to get your seat secured, you need to pay. So stop by. I mean, you can call and
right.
They'll put you in, but to make sure that you've got your ticket ready, you do need to stop and pay for it.
And stop in and check out the Carnegie if you haven't.
Yeah, because it's worth checking out anyways.
Definitely.
They've done so much work there.
They have.
So Mike, break a leg tonight.
Thanks, Todd.
Which is an absolutely stupid phrase. But
break a string.
But I'll say it anyway, and it's going to be a great concert. Wish I could be there, actually. But I got my own little thing going.
We'll be thinking
tonight,
about you.
So we will. You'll be on. Hey, we'll maybe have you open next year, I promise.
Yeah, sure.
How many years have I been promising you?
Yeah,
5, 6?
Yeah, you know, but if you give me a year's notice, I might be able to work up 4 or 5 numbers. Mike Irish and Susie Landers. Susie, if someone wants to get in touch with you, talk about downtown Houghton, business opportunities, how do they do that?
Well, always my door is, I have an open door policy. Stop in my office, which is on Sheldon, 523 Sheldon Avenue.
Open, is that why so many things get stolen?
That's
from
right,
your office?
Exactly.
Okay.
No appointment needed, or please feel free to give me a ring at 906-370-3110.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf.